cosmos, the mind, the mental cosmos. Well, we got that one. Then it's the, what shall we call it? I'm not sure I like subliminal, because it sounds like it's below the surface, but I'd rather want it behind or above the liminal, so I don't know, but paraliminal or something. But we are talking here about consciousness beyond the conscious mind that we are used to. Now Freud spoke about the unconscious, others about the subconscious. Myers speaks about the subliminal. But what they all are exploring is the consciousness that is beyond the awakened liminal consciousness, as we call it. The conscious mind, it's that where we spend our nightly hours in deep dreamless sleep. What Freud and others could show, something is going on there too, although there are no sensuous or mental forms, just as we have learned from the Bhagavatam about the Sushupti level. Now this outer worldly mind is quite interesting, because it really, in a sense, it's the higher realms of that, those three worlds we're talking about, where the Bhurloka is the physical world of the senses, the Jagrat, awakened realm, the Bhuvaloka is the mental realm of mental forms. And well, and Svarga too, but then is the Karna. And as we understand the Maharloka and those from up there, Anyways, are we getting too speculative here? I don't know. Our higher levels, beyond the mind that we now experience, but as I described, very bright, clear, enlightened levels. And so do we learn from the exploration, the research about this deeper mind. Let's look at that. Now, William James, and now we got it also from, who was that? Aldous Huxley, yeah. We should find a quote by James. Said that the brain and that mind we experience now is like a filter. I guess you can say that the mind we experience now is conditioned by the brain, conditioned by this physical earthly realm. As it is tightly connected with, the brain, the nervous system of the physical body, the senses, knowledge gathering and acting senses. But if we close our eyes and relax, go deeper, take a break from the outside world, such as you do when inducing hypnotic trance, for instance, you can and will continue diving deeper into and exploring mind and consciousness. Even on levels which are hidden to us in our awakened life, meaning when our consciousness is connected to and acting through the brain and senses of the physical body. Now, we can go on from here, discussing the different examples and instances of when people experience leaving this conditioned mind, so to speak, and well, leaving the physical body, other body experiences and so on and so forth, and how they then, I think the majority of such people, they report being much clearer, more aware, and experiencing a much brighter realm of existence than this physical one. Which, well, plays well with the understanding we get of people who, like shamans, yogis, and so on, can leave this physical earthly realm and visit Bhuvaloka, the astral world. Many, also probably the majority of those with near-death experiences, find themselves passing through a tunnel and into a very bright and beautiful realm where they sometimes meet their relatives and so on. And then there are those who have mystical experiences, mystics, and we can just talk about all of those here. Just sort all these psychological phenomena of the reducible mind into these two, the mental cosmos and the paramental cosmos, or whatever you want to call it, and try to fit that into these three worlds. However, I'm going to be able to do that, but you know, I should connect it to the, I think I should do that, connect it to the Chaturvyuha and keep those three there as the three worlds, which will then, well, you can look at them differently from different perspectives. But I think this is then the best, most accurate one. How does it sound? this is good. We established that red thread there from the very beginning with the three worlds, right? So we keep here and we really look at those three worlds empirically, you could say. But then also, well, here we're looking at the mind, what's going on there. And we're looking at the subconscious, whatever you want to call it, what's going on there. And again, by, for instance, establishing that fact of out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, and other realms, and so on, we can establish not only the subjective existence of those three realms in an individual, like mind and subconscious, but the objective, bigger cosmic realms where they belong. So I already started doing that, so stick to that one. Drawings, whatever, make it very clear. Red thread, not red line, I said that right.